fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Friday the 16th of March. Prepper tip of the day. Gentlemen, if you want to be a hero for the women in your life, the women on your team, do the following. Stock up on both feminine hygiene products and birth control products. Figure out what you need for a couple of years and then double it. That's the old Green Beret way for figuring out how to blow up bridges. You figure out precisely how much explosives you need to blow up the bridge and then double that amount. Same thing with feminine hygiene and birth control products. Figure out what you need for 2 years for these women in your life and double it. You'll be a hero. And that's your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Dr. Phil Myers, D.C. Dr. Myers is a chiropractic physician living and working in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri. He's my personal physician. And if you want to get started with Dr. Myers, he's always got something new that he's working on. Call his office, set up that first private no-charge consultation. His office number is 314-878-6868. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, looking forward to a beautiful late winter, early spring day. How about yourself, sir?
Me too. It was gorgeous yesterday. I got outside and was able to enjoy the sun for a little bit before it went down. This is the part of daylight savings times I do enjoy, is the fact that it stays lighter later. It reminds me always of being a kid, just like the day just kept going on. It was awesome.
Right. Right, absolutely. Well, I get emails and phone calls from people that appreciate the health tip of the week, and everybody is waiting with bated breath to find out what the health tip of the week is, sir.
You guys all might want to stop listening to these health tips of the week after this one, because this is basically a full-fledged challenge for everybody. And before I even get into it, let's even talk about the why. So the basic health tip is, let's eliminate the inflammatory things that are in your life that you don't need to have in your life anymore. And I always tell people that there's two basic ways, and we're going to talk about one of them, and that is what you can put in your mouth. There is so much that you can literally do to completely and almost eradicate 99.999% of the inflammatory things that are happening in your body. So the inflammatory liver, the inflammatory kidney, the inflammatory prostate, the inflammatory uterus and ovaries, the inflammatory thyroid, the inflammatory bowel disease. I mean, all of these inflammatory issues, the inflammation in your joints, the inflammation in your muscles, the inflammation in your skin, 99.999% of all that inflammation can be completely halted by watching what you actually put into your mouth.
Well, that's good news. So, that's, it doesn't cost anything to change what you eat.
No, it does not. And honestly, in the long term, it saves you so much. Most of all the supplements, let's go from a supplemental standpoint for a second. Most of all the supplements you're taking are to, so you've been putting things in your body that are inflammatory, and you get these inflammatory symptoms, lack of brain thinking, you're tired, you're lethargic, you're lost your pep, you're constipated, or your diarrhea, or you just want to have a better, not so irritable stomach. I mean, whatever it is, you then have been taught, and so did I, that, oh, well, then take this supplement and help it. Well, basically what they did is they said, hey, we have this pharmaceutical model of, here, you got this symptom, take this pill. So let's now dive that same thinking process into all these different types of supplements. So you end up taking supplement A for this symptom, supplement B for that symptom, but we changed it a little bit of, you're not taking it for this, you're taking it to prevent this, or you're taking it to help this along, or accelerate the healing, or to do a detox. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So when you start literally watching what you put into your mouth and what goes into your body, the whole adage of computer jargon, garbage in, garbage out, it works the same way here with food. And let's not even pretend that anybody is in argument that the food industry has your back, because they don't. Do you believe that the food industry has our back, John?
No, I think they have their own selfish self-interest in mind, which is making maximum profit.
Oh, and absolutely. And guess who they pay, or who do they sponsor in order for them to do that agenda?
Well, the Food and Drug Administration.
Exactly. Food and Drug Administration, the American Medical Association, the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association. So all these associations that all of us doctors are supposed to have been following, and obviously then all of the consumers or the patients of these physicians, of these associations, are all being fed information by those food industries to say, hey, have our food. When we know there's tremendous amount of research, there's more research on this stuff than you can fill rooms with, that literally say that certain foods create diabetes, that certain foods create cardiovascular disease, that certain foods and chemicals create neurological deficit diseases. And we know, all the research from whether it be agricultural to in the laboratory or both, no matter where it is, that research is all saying that this stuff is in certain foods. And those foods are being, when they're consumed at the rate that, if they're consumed, period, and then also at the rate that we are consuming these inflammatory, toxic, life-draining substances, the more we engage in that, we are literally amping up our insulin levels like you wouldn't believe. We are literally getting clogged arteries and heart rate variability issues and neurological deficit issues and all those inflammatory organs that I mentioned and all those inflammatory bones, that arthritis, bone inflammation. That's all it means. And there's so much information out there saying that none of this is healthy for us. But then you have all these associations actually promoting that which they're being paid with to say, hey, eat these foods for your diabetes, when we know that the research says completely opposite. So let's not even pretend anymore that we don't know this information as a consumer.
Well, stopping the pretending would be a good thing, doctor, wouldn't it?
Well, it's thing is, like, I guess you can stop it and pretend. Yeah, I completely agree. I'm also thinking that we know this information, but why don't we change? We all know cigarettes is bad for you, but we still smoke anyways. We still know that all these drinking over a certain amount of alcohol or alcohol in general can cause all these problems, and we still do it anyways. There's an aspect of what's in these foods, and I'm not blaming this part on the food industry. It's just a realization, and as we realize, because we have control of ourselves, right? We can choose to do this, that, or the other, or not. I mean, can we agree on that? That all of us can have a choice?
Absolutely.
And all of us can make these amazing choices. Correct?
Well, actually, sometimes the choices are curtailed when it comes to vaccinations, for example. Healthcare professionals are given the choice of you get the vaccination or you no longer have employment.
Oh, absolutely. But right now, and I agree with that, but right now we're just talking about food and the food that you can choose to put in your mouth. So let's talk about these things. We all know, for example, the dairy industry. Dairy industry, I mean, don't even get into how the animals are treated, how they're cared for, the amount of bacteria, fungus, and mold that are in these poor animals have been dealt with. Then on top of it, they're being fed GMO corn, sometimes even the products of their own other, like pigs being fed pigs, and all these different types of corn-based meals, for example, the cows, being fed corn. They don't even digest corn properly, but that's what they're being fed because what's it do? It fattens them up easier. They get way more yield per calf than they would feeding it grass, and it's a lot cheaper. But so then that cattle is eating that, okay? It's creating all this bacteria, this ecosystem inside of it, that is totally not its own ecosystem because we're feeding it bad food. Then on top of it, it's got its own hormones. It's a calf. It's a cow. And then some places, they even pump them more with hormones. And then they pump them more with antibiotics, messing up that ecosystem even more. And we know that from an ecosystem standpoint, the bacteria cultures that's in our gut feeds our DNA. So the healthier your gut biome is, the healthier your brain biome is, I mean, it's just the bacterial cultures that are inside your body, feed your brain, feed your gut, feed your DNA, feed your system. So you then eat products of these animals that have been fed this horrific food, have hormones that aren't even ours, and even if it was a perfectly fed animal, still has a biome that's not human and not healthy for the human consumption aspect of it all. So you kind of, you with me so far on this?
Absolutely, doctor.
All right. So I'm not talking about just the calves here. Let's get into the dairy itself. So that dairy is in all of our foods. It's in all of our butters, all of our cheeses, all of our milks, all of our yogurts. So when we eat that, it's immediately inflammatory to the body. Immediately inflammatory, because we're now having to deal with hormones that aren't ours, and we have a difficult time with our own hormones. I mean, right, come on. Right. And on top of it, now you have a biodome that you're consuming that when we do that, it's not even ours as well. So our inflammation, our immune system goes haywire in inflammation. We get more allergies, we get more sinus and congestion infections. All these different types of things happen to our mucal lining of our entire body. And that's just dairy. So now we know dairy. Now we don't even have to talk about wheat. There is more literature, there's more books, there's more stuff on the effects of wheat and what it does for the body that you can fill 500 rooms on the amount of information and how horrific wheat is. But look at all the food. It's in everything because right. It's also cheap.
Right.
Now, so those two things, we don't even have to really discuss because everybody knows it. It's this one topic that gets everybody. And it's even harder than the decision to say not eat meat, poultry, fish, or any type of other animal product. This part right here is even harder than that. You might as well go curse at a Catholic church during Mass. This is the one that kicks the bucket. So we've all heard of the hydrogenated oils, right?
Right.
The trans fats. Okay. That was like a huge thing back in the early 2000s, especially around 2002 to 2006. That was pretty big. It kind of got overshadowed by the 2008 crash of the real estate industry, but it's a reality that has kind of fallen behind in the shadows. One of the things that happened is, if you all remember, there was a huge thing about trans fats. There was nothing on the nutritional label, which you can't believe anyways. But now they have a thing called trans fats on the nutritional label, which they've gotten all around it, is if you only have a certain percentage of quote-unquote trans fats in the food, you don't have to actually say there's trans fats in there. You can actually say zero, when actually there is. So again, you can't trust the nutritional label at all. So it's worse than the commercial on front of the box, which doesn't tell you anything.
Right.
So back in the day, they at least put the words hydrogenated or trans fats or partially hydrogenated in the ingredients. So at least you knew. Well, now they stopped doing that, and they got around that. And this is what they did. They screwed up the language so bad, they used what we consider health terms to hide their hydrogenated and trans fats into our foods that are worse than all of everything. So what happened is they took our olive oil, they took our coconut oil, they took our avocado oil, they took our sunflower oil, and then they heated it up, they turned it into a trans, partially hydrogenated substance, but it's still coconut oil or olive oil, and then they used it as the preservative, labeled it as only coconut, sunflower, whatever oil, and put it into sunflower oil, put it into the ingredients as, oh, they'll think it's just part of the ingredients. And everybody cooks with oils, and oils are good for you, especially these ones. So what they did is they laced all of our canned, box, packaged, and bagged foods, and specifically your health foods, are loaded with it.
Hold that
literally
thought, Doctor.
Hold
that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Oh. Are you spiritually and mentally armed and ready for the battle ahead? Don't miss Hear the Watchman Dallas 2018, March 23rd through the 25th at the Hilton Dallas Fort Worth Lakes Executive Conference Center. Join the remnant body of Christ at this powerful, life-changing event. Activate your faith and join 18 prophetic teachers of truth, including L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, Dr. Donna Mary Colbert, along with this year's special guest, prophetic prayer walker Henry Groover. The time is now to gain ground and make history as we approach turbulent times. Get baptized, get trained, be freed of strongholds that bind you. You will be empowered, you will be blessed. This could be the most important weekend of your life. Join God's army in 2018. Visit hearthewatchman.com to reserve your seat today. This event will sell out. Go to hearthewatchman.com and make your reservation. And in the end, Jesus wins.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by 2 men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 16th of March. If you come into Dallas, I will see you there. I'll be the keynote speaker at the Hear the Watchman Conference. If you want a $20 discount, just go to my website, libertyman.com, to get the discount code for your $20 discount. If you can't be there in person, there's a 20% discount for the live feed streaming. Visiting this hour, as we do most Fridays, with Dr. Phil Myers. If you want to get started with Dr. Myers, gain access to this expertise. He's my coach, by the way, when I'm training, which I'm training right now, to run the 100-meter dash this coming Memorial Day weekend. Call his office, set up that first private no-charge consultation at 314-878-6868. Let's continue, Doctor.
So we know that these oils are in all of our foods. In all of our health foods, and they're literally there, squaring your face. And as soon as you bypass the front of the box, because that doesn't tell you anything, that's just a commercial. Bypass the nutritional label, again, that's just part of the commercial. That's telling you just like this drug will kill you if you take it. That's basically what that says. And then the ingredients, That is the closest thing you'll ever get to knowing what's actually inside that box. And here's how you read it. When you see the word OIL
right.
in the ingredients,
right.
it is not healthy for you. That OIL is, you just see that oil word and put the words trans fats, inflammatory bowel disease, heart issues, cardiovascular problems, diabetes, neurological degeneration, prostate problems, uterus problems, joint problems, muscle problems, thinking problems, breathing problems, being problems, doing problems, whatever. That oil right there is the most inflammatory thing you can ever put in your body. And then what most people then, for example, let's get out of the health foods. Now let's get into the unhealth foods. So your snack aisles, your bagged aisles, your Doritos aisles, all the companies that own all of the farms and all of the corn and all of the soy and all of that, then they lace corn, soy, all the different derivatives of GMO soy, GMO corn into, they have all these exotic names. They don't even have real, they're not even names anymore. They're just chemical codes that no one knows what they are, what they actually do, except what they do is they're flavor enhancers. What they are cheap substitutes to make something that has zero nutritional value. I mean, like literally zero. Like the nutritional density of these foods are so low, you better be off eating cardboard.
Well,
what they do is they make the cardboard taste really, really good by manipulating the flavors of these soy and corn and different chemicals.
Well, my wife, Dr. Moore, makes that exact same statement about the cardboard having as much or more nutrition as what's in the package.
Yeah. I mean, literally, it's horrible. So now you have all these corn and soy and hydrogenated oils hidden as health oils, and sometimes even in the non-health industry food line, they don't even hide it because they're like, oh, these people aren't even paying attention anyways. I could put Dumbo the bear on the front of this thing, and they're going to buy it, which is sad. But our consumer blinders are so into, oh, the meat industry has my back. Oh, the dairy industry has my back. Oh, the corn industry has my back. Oh, the soy industry has my back. They would never put anything out there where that would harm my life, harm my children, harm my grandchildren. They would never, ever, ever think about doing that. Because they're good people. And they support the American Medical Association. They support the Dental Association. And don't you think that they would have my best interest in mind?
Of course. That's what
no,
think.
I don't think so,
right.
Tim.
Right. Right. That's what
but that's
think.
The unfortunate. That's the unfortunate mindset sometimes that at least that's been, but it's been, but it's been put out on, I mean, how many generations since when did TV come out? When did commercials and radio come out? Basically, when all that stuff, 1940s, 1950s, that's when it really went berserk. But doctors and physicians of all sorts, of all categories, from DOD, DC, MD, naturopath, you name it, way back in the 1895 era, we're talking about gut issues and brain issues. So we know food can affect you.
Absolutely. Doctor, we got a break. Everybody stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendover. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 16th day of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Lots of things there, things to educate you, inform you, entertain you, possibly even make you upset. There's a lot there, including, of course, the Energy Cleaner. No, it's not the silver bullet. I would not begin to say that it is. It is, however, part of an overall healthy lifestyle. That's what the Energy Cleaner is. We've helped literally thousands of people get their lives back by focusing on pain mitigation, by focusing on getting a great night's sleep. As my wife, Dr. Moore, says, when you sleep is when you heal. I use mine every night. And you can also. Only $285 shipping included to two American zip codes. Keep in mind that I offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do for me to you personally. The mattress pads that go with it, well, they're all listed there for sale. The twin size, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size, everything's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. If you need to send me a check, well, my address is there also at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Phil Myers. When he gets started with Dr. Myers, it's simple, real easy. Call his office, accept that first private, no-charge consultation. That telephone number is 800-313, disregard, 800-878-8255. I still got it wrong. It's 314, doctor. 314-878-6868. Now we got it right. Go ahead, doctor.
I know. So many numbers fell from my head, too. I'm like,
a lot of numbers.
I don't know.
A lot of numbers jumping around there. There is. Yep.
No kidding. So now let's talk about the health tip of the week. And here's the thing. This is not daunting. This is so easy. It's KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. But now here you got a lot of support. Go to Facebook. Go to Phi Wholeness, PHIWHOLENESS, Phi Wholeness on Facebook, and Dr. Phil Myers on Facebook. Those are my personal and our business pages on Facebook. There is so much data, so much information, so much support on food, nutrition, diet, exercise, mindfulness, new research, new technologies, everything that you need. And if it's not there and you're wanting it, tell me. I'll find it. We'll post it on there and to support you on this. So here's the health tip of the week is to – actually, this is the health tip of – if you're really wanting to do this, don't just do this for a week. Do this for a month. Do this for 30 days. And if you're really, really, really wanting to challenge yourself, put it in your mind that you're going to do this for 3 months. Like, really push it. Now, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go dairy-free. So that means no milk, no cheese, no yogurt, no butter. And that includes ghee. Okay? Step one. Step two.
The ghee is included in that. Really?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Step two is we're going to eliminate the wheat. Now, the wheat's going to be easy to find because you're going to look for the third most important thing, the hidden oils. When you look into your foods, if you go to buy anything canned, boxed, packaged, or bagged, you're going to go right to the ingredient list, and you're going to scan that ingredient. I don't care if it says organic everything. You're going to scan that, and if it says anywhere in the ingredients, the little word, OIL, it is a trans-fat hydrogenated substitute preservative that's inflammatory to every single system of your entire body and is basically the main catalyst that's keeping everything and exciting all of the neurodegenerative problems that you have going on in your body. Because one of the biggest reasons is it's a fat, and fats take a long time to metabolize. They take a lot of energy to get the energy out of them, and there's a lot of other mechanisms why these do not metabolize very well in our body. Plus, they are hydrogenated, and so they're extremely inflammatory on your entire body. So you're going to look for all your canned, boxed, packaged, and bagged products and see if it has oil in it. If it does, sorry, Charlie, we just can't eat it. Trust me, there's many things out there that I've seen that I'm like, oh my God, that looks so amazing, I can't wait to have it. And I look at it and it's like, dang, they destroyed it. And I have to put it down. And I move on. So, and that's what we're going to start having to do. Now, the support mechanism behind that is like, well, what do I eat? Everything else. There's so much food out there. You have to literally look at your food, look at your breakfast, look at your lunch, look at your snacks, look at your dinner so differently. Just, it's going to be a shift. It's going to be a change. But start with something. Start with the dairy. Start with looking at the hidden oils. The wheat disappears when you look at those two things. Because literally, what do you use wheat for? Mainly anything you use butter with. Flour and butter. It's pretty much the mainstay of anything. Anything that tastes good. Oh, my God, does that have butter and sugar in it and flour? Oh, my God, it's amazing.
Right, right.
It just put a different color, put a little added flavor to it, make it look pretty in a different way. It's the same stuff. It's butter, wheat, and flour, and oil. All the three things that you don't need. that are inflammatory to your body. So start having more fruits and vegetables. Eat them up like you wouldn't believe. Have as many fruits, vegetables, and products that you can shake your fist at. Don't even calorie count. Don't even worry about calories right now. Just look at eliminating those three things and eat your heart out on all the things you want. And people always ask me, well, how about nuts? Are nuts on this list? Well, I have to ask you a question. Are nuts, do nuts have dairy in them? No. Okay, good. So that's off. Do nuts have wheat in them unless they've been coated? So look at the ingredients. Has it been coated with wheat and other stuff? Then no. And then look at the hidden oils. If it's a trail mix, if it's a raisin, if it's a nut, and along with that nut says sunflower oil, cottonseed oil, olive oil, oil, or any type of oil, that is a no-no. That is off the list. But if you then get some nuts that are pure nuts, then yes, you can have nuts. Make sense?
It does, yes.
Now, here's the thing with the nut butters. It is my opinion, this is strictly my opinion on this, that the nut butters that have all the oil on the top is action. This is my opinion more from anecdotal evidence here in my clinic when I test for allergens and toxic responses with foods when my clients bring these things in. And every single nut butter that has the oil, had had the oil floating on top, came out allergenic and inflammatory to everybody. But the nut butters that were just ground up, like people that go to Whole Foods and Trader Joe's and Fresh Thyme know about this. So you can grind, right. You can grind your nut butter up. But there's never, ever, ever a condensation of high amount of oil on top. There might be a little glaze, but not to the extent. What I think is these manufacturers, as good as their hearts may be in their personal life, put oils on top of these nuts that is part of the inflammatory nature. It has to be, because it's the only reason that these nuts would still be inflammatory when the same nut ground and not with the oil doesn't do this empirically in my practice. Other applied kinesiologists may be experiencing the same thing. That's my experience. So nut butters, pay attention. And you don't need a lot of them either. So you can make some amazing stuff. For example, you can go get some garbanzo beans and get some really good lemon juice and some garlic and some a little cayenne and some other spices. Blend that up and make an amazing hummus. You can then use that as your dipping with your vegetables, your carrots, your celery. And here's the thing. As you start getting off of the dairy, the wheat, and the hidden oils, food tastes amazing. Like, literally, your whole taste buds start waking up. You're like, oh, my God, an apple tastes this good? I mean, I'm serious. And because what happens with these inflammatory problems, your sense organs, it's a nervous system problem, these neurodegenerative diseases. It's also loss of sight, loss of hearing, loss of taste, loss of touch, loss of knowing where you are in space and time, that whole cerebellum thing we talked about last week with movement and exercise and flexibility. You want your body to start healing. You want your connective tissue to start regenerating. You want to get all your organs amped up and ready to go. As soon as your alarm goes off in the morning and you're ready to go, you want that start really feeling good. You want those knee cricks, those ankle cricks, those shoulder cricks, those elbow cricks and wrist cricks to start disappearing. Clear up all of this inflammatory food out of your diet. You have 100% control. 100%.
A letting people know that they have control is one thing. Getting them to understand to exercise that is something else, isn't it, Doctor?
You know what? Boredom is self-induced, and so is allowing yourself to stay, I hate to use the big word, victimized, but that's a victim mentality. And you, me, I, we are way more powerful than that. Allowing yourself to stay in that type of mindset puts all the power onto everybody else except you. It's a hard truth. I'm Italian. Tough love. Suck it up. But it's true. You have all the information. It's all out there. Full disclosure has happened, man. It is out there on every social and books. You go to Barnes and Noble, you look at the books, you look at the book. Everything is going to say dairy, wheat, and they haven't talked about hidden oils yet, but that's why we're talking. But right. Everything right. out there is that these foods are inflammatory. The corn, the dairy, the wheat, the soy, all of those inflammatory foods, that's all they're doing is they're just creating inflammation, 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 inflammation. So that is the smartest thing you can do right now. It is the most powerful thing you can do right now. You don't even have to get into the whole thing of, do I eat organic fruits and vegetables or non-organic? You know what? Fruit and veggie wash. It's amazing. It'll wash off a lot of junk. And most of all of everything is soils are pretty depleted anyways. So do your best. Look at your budget. If one day you can buy the organic celery and eat the heck out of that, go for it. If another time you're going to Aldi's and Trader Joe's is owned by Aldi's, it's pretty much the same stuff. Literally, it's the same stuff. I went to Trader Joe's and found a mango, 79 cents mango. And right. I'm like, oh, cool. So I bought it. And I went to Trader Joe's to go grab a couple things, and mangoes, 75 cents, the exact same ones. And it's right. the same company.
Right.
So your food's your food. Right now, get rid of the inflammatory things of your food. That you have complete control over, and then also what you decide to add. We'll work on the organicness. We'll work on the getting your body to absorb nutrition even more. But guess what? You're already going to do that because you're going to get rid of all the inflammation out of your body. Little inflammation, guess what? Nutritional density goes way up through the sky roof. You start absorbing all this stuff. I've done it. Confessions of a functional medicine doctor here right now. I mean, I've right. done this. It's like if I can just give them the right supplement, if I can get them the right biochemistry balance, the right neurological balance, the right exercise balance, the right mindfulness balance, okay, we'll start seeing the results happen at this particular speed. Well, guess what? They were not. And it's like, oh, my God, guess what? When I finally woke up, when I finally took into all these considerations and I started doing it for myself and teaching it to my clientele, guess what? We started all seeing the results that we were looking for really quick.
That's right. That's right. Doctor, we got a caller on hold here. We got Derek in Florida. Good morning, Derek.
Hello.
Go ahead, Derek. You're on the air.
Hey, Derek.
Yes, sir. Dr. Myers, you're talking about oils. Does that include extra virgin coconut oil as well?
Okay, so here's the great question that everybody asks. So if you, when you're looking at all these canned, packaged, bagged, and boxed foods, they're going to use extra virgin olive oil. But what did we say? If it's in the ingredients, it's a preservative. It's not part of the ingredients in terms of quote-unquote preparation. It's an ingredient as a preservative to preserve the packaging so it lasts longer. I don't care if what it's called, extra virgin olive oil. If it's in the ingredients, it's in there. Now, to answer your other question, cooking with it. when you start heating up oils, you start adding more inflammation to your body empirically. Okay, you haven't turned it, quote unquote, to the trans fats, but olive oil should not be heated really high at all. Coconut oil can be heated a little bit more, but again, when you start heating it past a certain degree, especially with our conventional stoves and ovens and burners, you pretty much take it past its nutritional ability to maintain coherency, and so it becomes more inflammatory the more you cook with these oils. And when you do use oils, you really don't need a lot. The biggest issue that most people have, and so the answer is yes, but also the answer is be smart. Because
hold that thought,
when you add more oil...
We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, doctor, we got about 3 minutes here. Go ahead, sir.
All right, so, okay, so basically that's what, so yes, you can totally have the oil, and it's totally good for you, just that's, it's different than what we were talking about. Now, here's a big, big, big challenge. I challenge even all of you, if you're going to go dairy, if you're going to go wheat, and if you're going to go to hit an oil route, take it to the next step and just eliminate oils altogether, like literally. you won't miss it. And there's a lot of people like, oh, my God, I can't get rid of it. I can't get rid of it. Well, yeah, you can, but try seeing what your body does without it. You'll be amazed.
Would it be best to just boil your vegetables? That's the best way.
What's
to
that?
Would it be to boil the vegetables or water?
Yeah, honestly, either raw or I like to puree mine. I make them into different types of soups and stuff like that. But if you're going to boil them, you blanch them. So you boil the water, and then you throw the vegetables in for about 30 seconds, and then pull them out. It's called blanching. It brings out the nutrition in it, but it doesn't cook it, and keeps a lot of the nutritional value high in the food. But if you cook stuff too long, you're losing nutritional value. But right now, our main concern is get rid of the inflammation. We'll look at getting higher nutritional densities and all that kind of stuff a little later. But so don't sweat that part right now. Just start getting all the inflammation out of your body. Just like with life, and before you can bring the new stuff in, you got to get the old stuff out. So the old stuff is all the inflammation. We'll bring amazing nutrition in. We'll bring amazing stuff in. Again, follow me on Facebook. Start getting involved in the conversation. Start liking the posts so I know what everybody's listening to, so I'm posting stuff that's relevant to everybody's thought process. But right now, the health tip of the week and the challenge for the month, and three if you're into it, is dairy-free, gluten-free, and oil-free. And get rid of the inflammation out of your body. That's going to be the most important thing you can possibly ever do for your health. And literally, you will see it catapult all that. Give it at least 2 weeks before you start really noticing huge results. But you'll start noticing things really quick, especially within the first couple of days, actually, because you'll be like, I want the other stuff. And that's your addiction behavior talking. But you can do it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Hey, John, you there? All right, that's cool. There you go.
Okay.
Hey, John.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, thank you as always, Doctor, for being my doctor and my coach. And I'll look forward to having you back next week, sir.
You too. Have a good one. Bye.
Okay. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy plenty, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever gear up your guns. Please do have a fun, full, productive, safe weekend, and God bless America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.